I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. We live in a world where the past, the present, and the future are all happening at the same time. Everything exists all at once, all of it available, searchable, remixable, which means being contemporary isn't necessarily about being new, it's about being you. And that is the story of Aaron. The 23-year-old artist built an audience online and got signed to Verve Records by channeling the Great American Songbook through his own original lens, without ever trying to sound modern at all. He's a singer-songwriter, a guitarist, a pianist, and a producer, part of a new generation of artists working somewhere between jazz and pop. When we spoke last year for the Third Story podcast, Aaron told me about it.
I try to think of myself less as like a jazz artist and more of like a songwriter, kind of in the Bob Dylan, Joni Mitchell thing.
And he believes that we can have nice things. If there's an animating principle behind his songs, it's simple.
Part of my goal is to like give people nice songs and as many people as possible.
Aaron's music feels familiar, as if it's always been there. And yet, there is something unmistakably now about them. Take, for example, the song, A Table for Two.
Just barely missed the train and didn't text me.
That detail, she didn't text me, drops a 21st century moment into a classic frame. Aaron is not trying to recreate the past. He's writing from where he is. He grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina, playing rock guitar before an older teacher introduced him to jazz harmony and the Great American Songbook. By high school, he was performing Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra songs in retirement homes, learning how these songs connect across generations. And he was happy.
I was down to just play music at retirement homes and all the songs that they like grew up on.
Later, he studied classical composition, jazz voice, and film scoring, building the kind of foundation that lets him move easily between styles. But the real breakthrough didn't come on campus. It came online. He started posting short performances on social media, just voice and guitar or piano.
If it were only me, I wouldn't have a problem living ahead.
And he found an audience. Aaron is quick to remind you that what might feel like old music today was once youth culture.
Back in the 40s, the people who were doing this music weren't old. They were my age.
This music only feels nostalgic because we've decided it belongs to the past. But for him, it doesn't.
She gave me toothbrush.
Last year, he released his debut EP, Cozy You, and other nice songs, a collection he recorded with his friends in college before signing his record deal. The sound is fully formed and firmly rooted in the romantic tradition.
I'm a lover, but I don't know, love's pretty cool.
His latest single, Wonderful Thing, is about, you guessed it, falling in love. That moment where excitement and fear are happening at the same time.
Nothing at all seems to get me these days. Nothing at all but you.
As he puts it, it's about catching feelings and choosing to fall anyway. Which, in a way, is also what he's doing with his music. Trusting instinct over strategy, letting things unfold.
I've done so many gigs for so little people and just kept making music when nobody cared except for my parents.
Today his success might feel inevitable, but he doesn't take it for granted. The question for Aaron is what to do now that his dreams have already come true.
Everything that I've ever wanted has happened. I guess you have to move the goalposts to be striving towards something, but I really don't know where to set the goalpost.
That question is both as timeless and as contemporary as Aaron himself. While he may not know where to set the goalposts, he will be setting himself up on stage at Mercury Lounge on April 14th. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.